Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, you think you've seen some shocking polls, have you? I've seen some shocking polls. This one kind of blows me away. You have to wonder about the sanity of people. This is a poll, reputable polling group, 1,500 respondents. Now, 1,500 reduces the margin of error quite a bit. I mean, 1,500, even nationwide, by an expert pollster, is a legitimate poll. Here are the results. 28% of the people polled believe that Donald Trump will be restored to the presidency, reinstated by New Year's Eve. Okay, now New Year's Eve, by the way, is only what, 6 weeks away, 7 weeks away? New Year's Eve? New Year's Eve. 28% in a democracy like ours, where courts go at glacial slowness, 64%, as I strike that, 64 judges looked at this and certified the election for Biden. So did 50 governors and 50 secretaries of state. So did everybody. 28% of Republicans think that Trump will be reinstated. They don't say how, by New Year's Eve. When Trump was asked about this, you know, the average sane individual would say something like, even if he's crooked like Trump, would say something like, well, I really appreciate their vote of confidence, but we're focusing in 2024, maybe the time and blah, blah. No. Here's what Trump said. He said, well, we're going to see. We're going to see. He said, quote, there's been tremendous voter fraud and it's being revealed on a daily basis. And we'll see what happens. Now, first of all, that's all a lie. There has been no voter fraud. The small instances, nothing that changes any election, typically have been Republicans who own vacation homes and they vote in two places. So they have a place in a city, they vote there, and then they go and they vote absentee or go up to their vacation cottage or home. That doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen, and they're Republicans. When Democrats do it, it's usually an elderly woman's living with her single daughter. The elderly woman sends away for an absentee ballot, gets it, and then passes away. And the daughter fills it out for her mother and signs her mother's name because, you know, she knows how her mother's going to vote. So that part of it is legitimate, but voting for someone else like that is not legitimate. And that counts as voter fraud. That happens very seldom. But for Trump to say there's been a tremendous voter fraud and it's revealed on a daily basis is flat out a lie, but it gins up some of the extreme of his base. And for him to say, well, we'll see what happens when he's asked if he thinks he's going to be reinstated by New Year's Eve, this guy is bad news. I mean, this guy should not be even running a company, even a small company. He should not be running any kind of company. He should not be in elected office at any level. He shouldn't be an alderman. And he certainly should not be president of the United States. And the way he snuck in, we knew about Russian collusion, Russian hacking, Comey lying and saying that Hillary Clinton might have done something wrong. Then he reneges on it a few days before the election while he's at the same time investigating Trump for treason, for colluding with the Russians, and doesn't reveal that. Comey's a Republican. Mueller is a Republican. He took a dive. He didn't look into any Trump's financial tie-ins with Russia. He said, nobody asked me to look at finances. When a prosecutor is asked to look at ties, you don't have to give him a laundry list. Finances are the top of the list. Mueller and Comey could not be trusted. Mueller tried to do something, but water over the dam. But Trump is now saying, when he's asked, are you going to be reinstated by New Year's Eve? Says, well, we'll see. Tremendous fraud, we'll see. All false. There's an interesting development coming up in the House of Representatives and the Republican caucus, and I'm going to break it here. Most people wouldn't come out and say this. I am. I do not believe that Kevin McCarthy will be elected Speaker after next November. I do not believe that Kevin McCarthy will be a Republican speaker if they win in November. Why do I say that? First of all of the polls and a lot of history suggests that the Democrats have an uphill battle. but not an impossible battle, holding the House 2 years into a Democratic presidency. Bill Clinton did in 1998. He picked up 8 seats. That was rare. Barack Obama, 2 years after his election, lost more than 60 seats. Donald Trump, 2 years after his election, 2018, the 2018 congressional elections, lost more than 40 seats. So if you say, well, just for the sake of argument, the Republicans get a majority and elect a speaker, why do I say that Kevin McCarthy, their present leader, won't be it? For a lot of reasons. Nobody in his caucus really likes him or trusts him. The right wing, the nuts, know he's not one of them, that he's lying. He's the one who, right after January 6th, said that's the end of Trump. He's the one who said in a caucus, some of our people are in the pay of the Russians. I think Trump is, and there was a congressman from California. And then when he was asked about that and he realized he'd been betrayed, he said, I didn't say that. Flat out lied. But the National Review, conservative publication, came out with this statement just now, quote, it's not too soon to be asking whether Representative McCarthy should be ousted from leadership for his inability to keep his caucus together, end quote. Now, why'd they say that? They said that because the hard infrastructure passed. It passed with 19 Republican Senate votes with Moscow Mitch. But then Trump attacked it and attacked Moscow Mitch. And now Kevin McCarthy in the House said he whipped it. That means he uses the whip, WHIP, to say this is a party line vote. You don't have freedom of conscience. And in Britain, that would be the end of it in Parliament. They'd go along. Here, 13 Republicans voted with the Democrats. And if that hadn't happened, it wouldn't have passed. Why wouldn't it have passed? Because 6 squad members, so-called progressives, stuck a knife in it, and they voted against hard infrastructure. And they're the ones, along with others, who held a gun to the head of hard infrastructure, took it hostage to try to get some accommodations in the soft infrastructure. As a result, we lost the governorship of Virginia. We lost the legislature in Virginia. We almost lost the governorship of New Jersey, and we lost legislative seats in New Jersey because the progressives are not Democrats. They belong to the Working Families Party. They are a socialist party, belong to working families. 6 of them were going to bury a Bowie knife into hard infrastructure again. And Nancy Pelosi can only lose 3 votes in her caucus or they go down. They have such a thin majority. Well, 13 Republicans rode to the rescue, moderate Republicans. And the National Review knows that. Trump knows that. Everybody knows that. Trump just came out attacking McCarthy and McConnell, Moscow Mitch and Kevin McCarthy, saying that both of them are no good. They should be removed from leadership. Moscow Mitch voted for the hard infrastructure. Kevin McCarthy couldn't keep his caucus together. If they get a majority, and especially if they get a fairly large majority, God forbid, it will be a brawl. And my prediction is that conservatives there, and I'm not just talking about the QAnon right-wing nut types like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and all those, them certainly, but a lot of others are going to say Kevin McCarthy is ineffective. He doesn't have anything between his ears. Get him out of there. I do not think Kevin McCarthy will end up as Speaker of the House. But God forbid we could get worse. That is the problem. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.